What I'd like to do is, for a moment, speak very broadly about the aspect of dreams from an Islamic point of view. Now, there are various aspects in this regard. But first and foremost, with regards to the virtue of dreams and its position, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And like this, your Lord has chosen you and taught you the interpretation of dreams and completed His bounties upon you like He did upon the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam. And Ibrahim on your father, Yaqub before that, and Ibrahim and Ishaq, your Lord is most knowledgeable and all aware. Allah speaks about, يُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. He taught you the interpretations of dreams. So Yusuf a.s. had been taught this. Allah mentions it amongst His great favors that He's conferred upon Yusuf a.s. In Sahih al-Muslim, there's a narration of Ibn Abbas in which he states that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kashafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved the curtain, and people were in rows behind Abu Bakr, and someone said, "Faqal." In fact, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyuha an-nas, innahu lam yabqa min mubashirati nubuwati illa ru'ya salih." Nothing has remained from the glad tidings of Nubuwa except good dreams. يَرَاهَا الْمُسْلِمُ أَوْ تُرَى لَهُ. The Muslim will see it or it will be shown to him. So what has remained of Nubuwa is glad tidings in the form of dreams. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in his Musnad has narrated a hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. For them is glad tidings in this world and the Akhirah. And this is the verse from Surah Yunus, verse number 64. And in this regard, the ulama had said that هِيَ الرُّعْيَا الصَّالِحْ يَرَاهَا الْمُسْلِمْ أَوْ تُرَى لَهُ. That this glad tidings that Allah speaks about is the good dreams that has remained behind in this world that we see or see shown to us. Furthermore, on the issue of dreams, it is stated that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا اقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانُ لَمْ تَكَدْ رُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ تَكْذِبُ. As the time comes closer towards Qiyamah, it is very unlikely or very seldom that the dream of a believer will be a lie. وَأَسْتَقُمْ رُؤْيَا أَسْتَقُمْ حَدِيثًا. And those that are the most truthful in the speech will have the most truthful dreams. وَرُؤْيَا الْمُسْلِمُ جُزْءٌ مِّنْ سِتَّةِ أَوْ أَرْبَعِينَ. سِتَّةِ وَأَرْبَعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّنَ النُّبُوَةِ. And true righteous dreams is 1/46 portion of Nubuwa. So Nabi Salaam said, when اِذَقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ, in the end of time, and that is when there is abundance of fitness, when deen will be considered to be strange, like we see in this age, and there will be a severe need to glad tidings to bring comfort to the hearts of the believers. It is at that time that very seldom that Muslims dream will be a lie. When we say it will be 1/46 portion of Nubuwa, the ulama say that the interpretation in this regard is that the duration of Nubuwa was roughly 23 years. From the 23 years, a half a year was for wahi in the form of dreams that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen in his dreams. So the first 6 months, so when you look at it in that sense, the first 6 months of Nubuwa was dreams, so that's why it is 1/46 portion of Nubuwa, 23 years times 2/46, 1/46 portion was dreams, so that's how it tallies up. Furthermore, in the narration of Bukhari and Muslim, the narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, أول ما بدي به رسول الله من الوحي الرؤيا الصادقة في النوم. The initial phases of the commencement of wahi was with true dreams that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. You would not see any dream except that it materialize like the break of dawn. And then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أصدقكم رؤيا أصدقكم حديثا. the most truthful people will be the most truthful in their dreams. So this is an indication towards the importance of truthfulness in our lives. And that وَأَنَّ أَصْدَقَ النَّاسِ كَلَامًا هُوَ أَصْدَقُ مُرْؤِيَ. Those who speak the most truth are the ones that will have the most truthful dreams. There are various types of dreams as indicated by the ulama and from the ahadith. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has placed in his sunan a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in which he states that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرُؤْيَا ثَلَاثٌ. There are three types of dreams. فَرُؤْيَا حَقٌ, the one that is a reality. وَرُؤْيَا يُحَدِّثُ بِهَا الرَّجُلُ نَفْسُ, and one is a part of a person's imagination, figment of a person's imagination. وَرُؤْيَا تَحْزِينٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and one is from shaitan to make a person grieve. So not everything that a person sees in a dream is a ru'ya saliha, a good and pious dream. Person sees sometimes in his dream the materialization of his own fears and his own inhibitions that come about. And there are things, at times shaitan also interferes in a person's dreams. Therefore there's a narration that says, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ الرُّؤْيَا يَكْرَهُهَا, that if a person sees in a dream that which you dislike, فَلْيَبْسُكْ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ ثَلَاثًا, then you spit to your left, or blow to your left three times, وَلِيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and seek protection from with Allah, from shaitan three times, وَلَتَحَوَّلَ عَنْ جَنْبِي, change your position that you were on. So that is how you combat the bad dream. Furthermore, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ مَا يَكْرَهُ فَلْيَقُمْ, stand up, فَلْيُصَلِّ, perform salah, وَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا النَّاسِ, and do not narrate it to people. Do not narrate it to people. Now what comes after this, after talking about the initial part of dreams, people immediately want to know, I seen this dream, can you interpret it? I seen that dream, can you interpret it for me? Know and understand that this is a noble branch of the deen, the interpretation of dreams. It is a noble dream. Allah has given it as a special knowledge to some of the Anbiya alayhi salam, some of the awliya. If we look at the Anbiya, none other than our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from other Anbiya alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, we know the famous incident when he came into the jail and the two people seen the dream of the king also. Also, amongst the Sahaba, there were individuals who could interpret the dreams, like Abu Bakrin, radiallahu anhu, amongst the Tabi'in, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahumullah, and other pious individuals. At all times, they are able to do that. However, Nabi Salaam has told us that do not narrate your dream to any and everyone, all and sundry. In the narration of Abu Dawood, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَقُصُّهَا إِلَّا عَلَىٰ وَادٍ, only narrate it to your beloved or those who have the necessary knowledge. So that is an important instruction, because it may be interpreted indirectly and cause grief to you. So that is something that may come about. So the interpretation of dream is a specialized fun. It is a specialized faculty of knowledge. It's not everyone's piece of cake. There are people who do specialize. I do not know anyone. People often send me messages, can you interpret this dream? I simply reply, and this was the reply that we would give when we were in the Darul Ifta in Azadville, that this is a specialized fun. We do not. We are unable to assist in this regard. There are individuals that you may have heard of that do interpret dreams and do forward it to them. So if you do know people, you've heard of someone, then go to them. It's not necessarily related to the matters of fiqh and the matters of Islamic jurisprudence.